Democrats have been pushing for.
I want to do it even bigger than the Democrats. Now, not every Republican agrees with me, but they will.
The president claims Democrats are stalling to hurt his reelection chances. Speaker Pelosi says the two sides are continuing to narrow their differences on a relief package. U.S. fighter jets were scrambled last night for the second time in a month when Russian bombers approached the Alaskan coast while remaining in international airspace.
In the ongoing tit-for-tat with Moscow, the U.S. military often flies bombers and spy planes near Russia as well. This comes as the White House nears a potential extension of a nuclear arms control treaty with Russia, which limits the amount of nuclear warheads each side can deploy.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Just the it's going to hit the fan.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are created, you know the thing. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
There's no teleprompter, I begin to stutter. Blonde leg hairs in the water, can I sniff your daughter? Challenge you to push-ups, tell the working man to shut up. Socialists are fed up, Bernie, you've been set up. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Banjo your folks home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Banjo to the old folks home, cause his mind don't even work no more.
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked us.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
This is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And let's start out with some fun. I need the Wing Finger winning winner name right now at 272-9228. 272-9228. We put it out this morning.
And here they are.
And we need Greg Riddell, the Rosie Bar. Jeff, how about a nice one?
Please clap.
Yeah, I did kind of intimate this morning that I would go early on the Wing Finger winning winner. And, you know, I've realized it takes the same amount of time in a casual walk from this seat to Tom Jones's office downstairs to catch up to the delay. So mentally I make that walk, and then we start to see the phones light up.
Right.
And we're going to find a winner right now. You are caller one. Try again quickly. You are caller two. Please call back immediately. You're caller three. Thanks for trying. You're caller four. You are caller five. Sorry. You're caller six. We hate to tell you that, but that's just your reality today. And who is this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you're going to have to do something about that sound.
You're feeding back.
Okay.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, Steve.
All right.
Today's Wing Finger winning winner is
Kenny the Snake Stabler.
Let me thank you for listening to the morning show and the afternoon show, and you've won yourself a nice lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown at the 201 Union RSA headquarters building. And that includes you bring a friend with, enjoy your Wing Fingers any way you want, grilled, sandwich, salad, however. And aside, and beverages.
Awesome. Sounds good. I can't wait. I hadn't been there yet.
All right. You certainly have incentive to go now. Hang on. Now you get to talk to Rosie privately.
Ooh. Not all
hey,
that
cheap thrills
deal.
Wherever you can get them.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day.
For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think, you know, we've had our issues with Mitch McConnell over the years, but I'm electrified by the fact that not only are they going to vote on Amy Coney Barrett. In fact, if she were on the Supreme Court, we wouldn't have that ridiculous ruling yesterday. Justice Roberts needs to go. That man is, they got dirt on him. He's compromised. But they're going to do it Monday, which also happens to coincide with the birthday of Hillary Rodman Clinton. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I love it. Good for you, Mitch. Every once in a while, you do come through for us. It's funny. I guess, is it today that was Kamala's birthday? I don't see anything on her anywhere. I mean, we know Joe is locked up in the basement, but I don't see camel toe on anything. Because she's truly... I remember at one point, way back, beginning of the year, in the press, she was running about a 15%, you know, among all the Democrats. She was like in second or third place for at least a brief window. But then as people got to know her, she started to remind them of somebody else. So I think they're hiding her, too. They're just they're hiding everything with the full cooperation of big tech and most of the mainstream media. But she's going to get confirmed and she's going to be on the Supreme Court. Just in time for the election, just in case there's a question about validities. But this ruling that Roberts decided that Pennsylvania can have three extra days to count their votes, that man is at the end of somebody's gun. I don't know who it is. The deep state has many layers and many secrets. And frankly, I think people that kill. So when they need Roberts to go a certain way on certain cases, isn't it amazing? Obamacare, all of the left-wing bullcrap that, whoa, fundamental transformation, whoa, whoa. He seems to go their way. The Hunter case, there have been really no denials on that computer or Hunter's signature or anything else. In fact, if anything, the details on that case are getting worser.
And Leon's getting larger.
Because I never use the word worser in a sentence. Let's go to Liberty Daily for a sequence of headlines. New emails reveal Hunter Biden associates viewed direct pipeline to Obama regime as currency. See, it's not just the deep state coup against Donald Trump. They were lying in their pockets. They've been bending this country over and robbing us blind. And Hunter Biden, right in the middle of it. No wonder Joe is staying in the basement, preparing for the debate. Trying to figure out at what point he should call Trump a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Invite him out in the back and we'll settle this. Biden's slime family. Hunter Biden got a six-figure yearly retainer from a credit card company, while Daddy Biden worked on credit card legislation. That worked out real well for America, too, didn't it? We wound up getting, like, envelopes stuffed with all these new rules and regulations, none of which really benefit the consumer. So this is big stuff. And the president continues to pack houses wherever he goes. The enthusiasm is through the roof. And I'm at this point, I think he's not just going to win. I think he's going to win decisively. There was news in a Gallup poll. David Blackman, who will be joining us shortly. Oh, there's Jeffrey Tubesteak. Aren't you glad you're not him? Mm-hmm. Having to explain that to your family and your friends. Oh, I thought I had muted it. Is that normally when you do that kind of stuff, when you're just finishing up a Zoom chat with your coworkers at New Yorker? I don't know how this guy ever shows his face in public again.
Really?
He's been a faithful leftist. Let's see. 20,000 in Arizona yesterday for Donald Trump. And he's been getting on Fauci's butt. I don't hear too much pushback either, because most of us have had difficult years thanks to what David calls the little menace. Here is the explanation, though, from dbdailyupdate.com on why these polls, these national polls that we find so scary. How does Joe have an 8 or a 9 or a 10-point lead? From pollwatch.com, the latest party affiliation from data from Gallup shows Republicans slightly overtaking Democrats. Republicans 28%, Democrats 27%, Independents 42%. And I can tell you this, and this is just my guess. Most of those independents are voting for Donald Trump. Let's not kid each other. It's safer to be an independent these days than it is a Republican. The Democrats are down 3 from the February 28th poll, and the Republicans are back in the lead. So there you go, 28R, 27D, 42 in this independent. And David goes on to say that what is the breakdown most of the media-generated polls are using? Most of them are using the breakdown from data compiled just before the 2016 election, which had 36%. This is what Fox is doing. So for those of you here that putts that's on in the morning, I can't stand the guy. Chris Roberts, Chris Foster.
Yeah.
I hate him. I hate that I even have to run his newscast. He's just such a smug whatever. They're using a polling model that is 36% Democrat, 27% Republican, and 31% Independent. That's a 9-point edge for the Democrats, and that kind of translates to the kind of polling results we've been seeing. Now, in my humble opinion, Donald Trump should get like 90% of the vote, because we know about 10% of the country is completely brain damaged and nobody's ever going to get 100. Oh, Netflix misses earnings today.
Yeah, no surprise.
And subscription estimates. I wonder how that happened. You think it might have had anything to do with that perverted crap? That perverted crap that you hit on? Cuties, you think that helped? You stupid son of a bitches. What are you going to learn? I'm just asking for a friend. If I'm a Netflix shareholder, I'm at the next meeting raising holy hell. But you know what? They don't care. As George Carlin says in The Owners, and by the way, Terry Adams will be back with us Thursday. As George Carlin says in The Owners, they don't care. This is petty stuff to them. It's going to take a Trump win and a Republican legislature to break up big tech. That has got to happen, or we're going to be taking orders from our laptops until we're in the ground. They'll decide what we can think. They'll decide what we can believe. And look at all those soy boys that are going to Capitol Hill that have been subpoenaed at Jack Dorsey. I think his middle name is Off, because that's what he is. So rich, so wealthy. He's just the epitome of the damage that's been done to the American male. And there's Zuckerberg. They're all in on it, man. They are the owners, as George Carlin says. But I think they're about to get their asses handed to them. We got to make sure of that by voting. 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. The big election. And I think we're going to be smiling. At least for a while, because I think I haven't talked to too many people that aren't expecting some negative reaction from the left when this defeat comes in. Could be a while before all the fires are put out. I read today, Boeing, that's a big company, and they've been hit hard by the damage that's been done to the airline industry.
Right.
And I've got a lot of orders that have been canceled and so forth. But they're moving most of their production to South Carolina. And the story I read today is that corporate headquarters isn't too far behind. Of course, they're couching it. They're all doing it the same way because they don't want to invite media wrath. But they're couching it the same way. Well, we, you know, what we learned during the pandemic is we don't need to have a giant office campus and so many people can work from a blah, 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 blah. No, they went out of Washington. Who wouldn't? What company in their right mind? I'll make a prediction. I think one day Costco gets out of there. Why would any company want to build a campus, hire people, when they can't offer protection, safety? Defund the police? Well, you go ahead and do that. We're going to go to South Carolina where they still believe in cops. That's the reality. And, man, there's going to be a day of reckoning coming, not just for Seattle, but for Portland, Chicago, and other fine cities that have allowed crime to run amok. It's like I mentioned yesterday, and I thought this was very significant. The story that Walgreens has now closed its seventh store in the city of San Francisco. Why? Because the progressive geniuses, and don't think that it couldn't happen here or there won't be an effort to make it happen here. Because we know we have a progressive mayor, and their idea of progress is to arrest people and let them right back out. To create scenarios where, well, if you steal less than $950, it's just a misdemeanor. And so what they do is they go to court. They don't even ask to get the stuff back. So this one Walgreens that closed yesterday was losing over $1,000 a day. No store can operate by hiring a security force without raising the prices on everything. So they're closing. And what do you hear from the city leadership? We got to do something about this crime. No, they're doing business in the alleys. The employees at these Walgreens say that, you know, they're just taking it out the door and they're going back to their homeless encampment in the alley behind our store and they're selling it for drugs or whatever. City, though, is making sure that all their dopers can get clean needles, which is nice. That's very thoughtful. That's progressive politics. We can't arrest our way out of a problem. I'm not interested in arresting my way out of a problem. I'm interested in getting people that are bad off the streets.
Exactly.
That's what I'm interested in. 322 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll talk to Brant McDonald later. Mortgage interest rates continue to be at incredible lows. And for those of you who are renting, at this time, you can live... Let's say you're paying $900 or $1,000 a month to rent nicely here in Montgomery or just about any place in the River Region. You can buy and have a monthly payment much lower than that and enjoy all the tax benefits of home ownership. The guy who would like the chance to at least see where you stand to get you pre-approved so you can go look at places with a pre-approval certificate so the homeowner knows you're serious, negotiate a price, and get the deal done. With thousands of successful mortgages completed, Morris Capuano, it's not just his knowledge of the business, his partnership with Renaissance Bank and all the programs they can offer. It's his temperament that's absolutely perfect for somebody, especially a first-time home buyer. So if you've been giving it some thought, it doesn't cost you a thing to find out where you stand. So reach out, Morris at 409-9300, 409-9300. With Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Hey, y'all, Blake Shelton here.
And Kelly Clarkson. We're so excited the voice is back, y'all.
John Legend and the return of Gwen Stefani.
I even souped up our chairs for the blind audition.
No kidding? Let's try mine. Thing even spinning?
Oh, no, totally. It's spinning.
Because it seems like you made it really slow, so I can't win.
What? That's hilarious. I gotta go.
Don't miss the all-new season of The Voice, featuring the return of Gwen Stefani, October 19th on NBC.
Carlton, get back here and unsuit my chair.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for today's Celebrity Know-It-All. Today, Britney Spears.
So this is the exact same bathing suit I wore like 3 days ago to the beach. But I said, hey, why not give it another shot? But while I'm at it, I just wanted to let you guys know the five most important things that you need to bring when you go to the beach. A towel, oil, sunscreen, a dog, and a hat. I'm gonna go to my jacuzzi now.
That was today's Celebrity Know-It-All.
Speaking of Celebrity Know-It-Alls, our most electrifying story this morning. You know, they just don't get it. The NFL, I've documented this for you many times since they started playing, has some serious ratings issues. They have turned off a lot of people who don't care. Just, hey, you want to take a knee and disrespect the country? Go right ahead. I'm going to tune you out. They've got serious issues with Thursday, Sunday, and Monday Night Football. The only games that are holding even an approximate rating to what they used to have are the late Sunday afternoon games. And that may be more of an American habit than anything else. But they're not going up. And we're here in sports-starved America. I remember some of these sports geniuses saying, oh, they'll get 40 shares. They'll get, like, Super Bowl numbers because everybody's home. Nobody can go anywhere. So we'll all want to watch football. And football, their marketing campaign was to embrace the Marxism of Black Lives Matter and, and with no control over their employees. So they're all kneeling and... It's done terrible damage. I think it's done irreparable damage to the NFL. It has an only sport. This is the interesting thing. In sports-starved America, the only sport that has higher ratings today than it did a year ago, golf. Golf never gets gigantic numbers, but golf attracts a very moneyed crowd. So that's why advertisers like it. They sell the big ticket stuff because they know that the average golfer has disposable income because golf isn't cheap. Checkers, that's a habit you can indulge daily without spending a lot of money, but golf isn't quite like that. I used to play it. I love it, actually. I can't justify spending the money right now. So I've wandered 8 miles off course here because the clip that we played this morning, in Broadcasting 101, they teach you always, when you're in a room, and the microphones are there with you. Watch your language. Don't say anything that you wouldn't want the whole world to hear, because you have to assume it's hot. Even if it's off, things happen. Anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows that this board is in a trustworthy level, rather dubious.
And the mics have been left on a couple of times.
That happens. Sometimes it.
Yeah.
You set headphones down, you can turn a mic on without realizing it.
Right.
And the language Rosie uses, my God, it's like working with a.
Right.
a longshoreman here in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I've learned words I didn't even know existed. Kidding. So anyway. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. This really puts the
Oi.
In Troy. Had this to say about a military flyover.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
I'll tell you what right now, Troy Aikman.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Now, David. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Yeah, he is. He is exactly that. Troy, I don't care if I ever see your puss on a football game again. You have lost all credibility with me. I wouldn't listen to you if you were covering tiddlywinks. Don't forget infusion as a way to accelerate healing. I'm going tomorrow to see Dr. Terry Gross, the chiropractor. If he had some, I don't know how I do this tingling in the upper right shoulder. But, man, they have the technologies there that can fix that up in a day. Probably get an adjustment from Dr. Terry and then go do 15 minutes with the laser, which directs the blood to the area where you're feeling pain and accelerates healing and usually fixes you up in one session. Jesse Lynn just did it. By the way, we're going to play Jesse's newest song later in the show today, probably around 5:25.
Okay.
And not only that, Juve Light Therapy, which is great for skin stimulation, things that make you feel healthy, make you feel better. Trying to lose weight? Call Infusion at 296-1662 and set up a consultation to try IV vitamin therapy. They can do any number of different things, some that will help you boost your immune system, some that will help you lose weight, amino acid IVs that help stimulate your metabolism. Because I can tell you from friends that are my age, it sort of stops. You need that extra help, but it's all safe, it's all natural, it's all healthy. And that's 15 or 20 minutes that pays off. Partying a little bit too hard, they can restore the nutrients that your system loses. And trust me, I totally understand if people have been seeking solace in liquid refreshments these days. Totally get it. But you still want to feel better. They can help. They can do it quickly. And so much more. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com. Help. Even 3 minutes in that cryotherapy tank will recharge you from head to toe. Talk to him. 296-1662, Ryan Turner, Lori, the great staff at InfusionCryoAndLaser.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
David Blackman joins us next, 3:32.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a handful of accidents out there. 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. That's going to be right at the McDonald's at Chantilly Parkway. Overturned vehicle there. They're working on clearing that one. We've got another accident on South Decatur at Adams Avenue. That's going to be right around that Trustmark Bank on the corner. Also, Spring Valley at Woodley Road. That's outbound just past Peter Crump Elementary School. All those being worked right now. And then on I-65 southbound, if you're traveling out of Montgomery this afternoon, expect delays just past the Hope Hall exit. Had a moderate crash down there a little earlier. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Today's the day to buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Of course, you can always visit the showroom and see their huge selection in person. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 24th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the DEA National Drug Take Back event. You can drive through the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Greenville locations and drop off your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's this Saturday from 10 to 2.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't wanna do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our atmosphere is starting to change. Each night gets a little milder. The days have been warmer. The humidity will be going up later in the week, and showers will return to our forecast. But for tonight, we are dry and mild. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%, with a high in the middle 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and they become more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, you better not be saying that about my friend from Texas here, the man with the 10-gallon brain, the author of DNADailyUpdate.com. Please welcome Jeb. Muster it up. Now reach back, Jeb. Give us the big welcome for David Blackman.
Please clap.
Yeah. Please clap.
Yeah. That's when you knew it was over for old Jeb a few years back. I have shared with the audience your brilliance today on the polling relative to Gallup, but let's talk about that for a minute. You know, at the moment, I'm confident about 2 weeks.
Oh, I am too. Yeah.
I really am. I mean, I think too big to question.
Too big to question. What do you mean?
That any games that they were planning on playing with states that, well, we're not sure, or they haven't counted all the hanging chads and all that. I just don't see, man. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden.
No, there's none. There's zero. This is shaping up to be a really big election win for Donald Trump. It's going to be bigger in the Electoral College, I believe. I think he's going to end up with 330 or so electoral votes this time.
Mm-hmm.
Last time he had 306. He's going to pick up New Hampshire. He's going to pick up Nevada. He's going to pick up a couple of other states. But he didn't win last time, and win pretty much every other state that he won last time.
Right.
And if we have a lot more stuff coming out from Hunter's laptop, as the rumors imply, over the next 2 weeks, it could get even bigger than that.
That may cause some Democrats to just sit it out.
Yeah. I mean, how do you support this guy? He sold the country out.
He did.
For 8 years, just like Hillary sold it out while she was Secretary of State for 4 years. The exact same racket, and you know, it's enough of this stuff. And yeah, there are Republican senators. I will guarantee you there are Republican senators sitting in Congress today who were and probably still are engaged in exactly the same thing.
Sale of influence.
And I don't care. They all need to be gone too.
I agree. Yeah. I don't want them. They're not interested in us. They're interested in their masters, their donors.
But of course, the exposure of all this stuff is why everybody in Washington, D.C. hates Donald Trump's guts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not just the politicians doing these things. It's the lobbyists. And it's the communication consultancies, gigantic firms that make millions and millions of dollars, you know, advising campaigns on talking points, which I could write in about 5 minutes on my back porch, you know, and probably do a better job, quite honestly. You know, it's just all of that whole class of people that occupies Washington, D.C., and that's why they hate him.
I think the one pang of, not despair, that's too strong, discouragement, I felt that when I heard the president suggest to William Barr that you should be appointing a special prosecutor, because I don't think anything's going to
happen. I don't know why he said that. That's not the answer to anything. If Barr won't do his job, then the only other answer is a new attorney general. I mean,
yeah.
And a new director of the FBI.
Oh, that's got to happen. That's smarmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just horrible. How about the brilliance of Mitch McConnell setting the vote for Amy Coney Barrett on Hillary Clinton's birthday?
I know, isn't that awesome?
Just love it. Just absolutely
love
it. Yeah,
McConnell's hilarious.
Sometimes he frustrates you, but you know what? He's come through on a whole bunch of stuff.
And he really has.
Stood his ground in spite of knowing, you know, he's got to face that nonstop media shriek, that craziness.
Yeah. It is. It's insane. Yeah, it's just insane these days.
I love what Trump had to say to that CBS reporter, that Joe Biden's a criminal and you're a criminal for not reporting it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, on Sunday, 2 days before Trump told that CBS reporter that, Joe Biden coming out of the ice cream shop gets a question from another CBS reporter about Hunter. And he says, well, I knew you would ask that. You guys, you're always after me. I'm like, CBS, man. They're basically a part of your campaign.
Really?
Doing that to them, you know? Oh, my God.
So you're figuring, you're saying Trump can get about 330. I've seen estimates. I'm seeing more optimism in general in all the sources I consult, you know, for what I think is reliable information. I've seen some go as high as 373. There's one guy that thinks he can take the state of New York.
I have long considered New York, New Jersey, and California to be just lost states. But if this keeps getting worse for Biden, despite the media blackout, it is getting worse every day for him. Then, you know, nothing's out of the question. Ronald Reagan won every state but Minnesota against Mondale. The electorate has changed a lot since then. But who thought, you know, who would have ever thought that 2 weeks before that election? Nobody would have.
He calls it a, you dumb bastards. I love that.
Yeah. I swear. If I could walk over coals a million times the most for this guy, I would do it just for that. You
know? Me too.
Just for that alone.
Me too. And we're starting to, I mean, it seems fairly recent, but actually the riots, Babylon Bee did a great thing. They put together a sequence of 8 pamphlets for cities you can visit. See the ruins of Chaz. They show Chicago with a body outline on the sidewalk. Solve your own murder mystery, that kind of thing. But I spent a few minutes at the open of the show talking about Boeing. That's, to me, very significant. A, that they're moving most of their production to South Carolina. And now, well, we've learned during these uncertain times that we really don't need a big corporate campus here. I think they're getting out.
Yeah, well, who can blame them? The taxes are just outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous. And, Yeah, I mean, who can? I don't understand why any corporation stays in the state of Washington. Yeah. Certainly, I don't understand why any of them stay in the city of Seattle. Why any business stays in Seattle or Minneapolis or Chicago or Portland, Oregon after this summer?
Yeah.
Why would you stay there?
By the way, here's another encouraging poll. More Americans blame Pelosi than Trump for stalled coronavirus relief talks. Maybe that's why she's finally moving a little bit closer to getting something done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tragic. That woman is, she's a walking pestilence. She really and truly is. I never thought I would see anyone in Congress, you know, just a member of Congress, more destructive to our republic than Harry Reid was. But I really think in the last 2 years, she's pretty much surpassed him now.
That is, I would have to agree. Harry was pretty despicable. Did you ever believe that he had that accident on his workout machine? Remember when he was all busted up?
Oh, no.
No,
of course not. He got the crap beat out of him by somebody.
Probably his brother.
Probably his brother, yeah. I mean, that whole story was nonsense.
And haven't heard much from him. He's still alive, isn't he?
He's still alive. I actually saw him on TV a couple of weeks ago, and he looks awful. He has, I mean, God, you know, I don't wish it on anyone. He has,
of course.
I think, cancer of the pancreas, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
something
we don't
terrible
wish that on. No, that.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story from Carbondale, Pennsylvania. Mayor Justin Taylor, a Democrat, unloaded on Joe Biden as he predicted that President Trump will win in a landslide in November. The mayor explained that there will be a huge victory and huge numbers for Trump as he explained how the Democratic Party has strayed too far left. And
it's that. And they've kept the college campuses closed, so they're going to lose about, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 youth votes just in Pennsylvania alone that they would have gotten 4 years ago. And the Republicans have just outworked them. I mean, the Republicans have gained net gain of over 200,000 registered voters in Pennsylvania over the last 2 years alone.
The net gains, period, in all the swing states are very encouraging.
Yeah, and these pollsters don't look at any of that. People have to understand, these pollsters are still stuck in some of them still run a 2012 turnout model.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That
absolutely
is.
Absolutely insane to think that any poll based on something that happened 8 years ago is going to be accurate today, the way this country has changed. It's just, it's lunacy.
I don't know about you, David, but I'm scared stiff now that they brought out the secret weapon to campaign for Joe.
I want everybody here to pony up $5, $10 for this campaign. I don't care how poor you are, you got $5.
What a piece of work he is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, guess where he's going. Where's he going? He's going to Pennsylvania.
Really?
He's going to Pennsylvania. Yeah.
I don't think anybody there cares what he has to say, frankly. He has become such a... You compare... I saw a number today that... was it Rasmussen? Trump's approval is at the same level Obama's was when he was running for re-election.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a comparison there because Trump has reinvented our perception of all politics and what we might see from a public servant who truly is an outsider, which is why, as you said... He is the target of so much grief from the left. They just can't stand it. He's ready to break up their party. And if he gets reelected and gets majorities, God help him.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody needs to understand that, Trump is doing everything he can. He's going to get another 4 years to do even more, and he won't have to worry about getting reelected again. Oh, man, I'm looking at a video online right now live of the crowd lining up to see him in Erie, Pennsylvania right now. It is miles long. It is unbelievable.
That's
there must be 50,000 people waiting to get into this event. Anyway, the only way to save this country is to get to a place over the next 8 to 12 years in which someone like Donald Trump is not the outsider in our national government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to completely change that culture, and it's going to take a lot of work by millions of people, not just by one guy with a few billion dollars. You know, it's you know, he's the greatest president we ever have. He has sacrificed more to be president than anyone ever has. in our nation's history. And they're, you know, he's just a very rare thing that we can't count on coming to us from anyone else. And so we all have to realize that this has to be the start of a cultural shift, not just an 8-year exception to the rule.
Right. I agree with you. And I think he can, with majorities, get in and stop this indoctrination process in our schools. This, you know, when I see a 21-year-old girl on a campus, I think it was Duke University, so we're not talking about a community college, holding up a picture of Joseph Stalin as somebody she admires. That was my daughter? Oh, my God.
I have to tell you, listen, I was a freshman at the University of Texas in 1975, and I had an economics professor named Charles Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, and he was a real stud professor there at UT. He told us, the first day of class, he told us that there have been two huge, prominent statesmen, political statesmen, over the last half century, and we all asked, who's he talking about? He said, Joseph Stalin and Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my God.
That was my economics professor 45 years ago, you know. So it's been happening on the college campuses for a long, long time.
Yeah, I've told this story. It's brief. In my freshman year at Illinois, I majored in communications. In fact, I got all my hours. But then I had to take the other liberal arts stuff, and I hated it, so I never finished. Even though I've managed to use that lack of education to stay in this business for almost 50 years, believe it or not. There's a professor named Sandy, great guy, and he really did teach us some stuff. In fact, one of the most memorable classes was January 12th, 1971. And he said, I'm giving you an assignment tonight. I want you to watch this TV show that CBS is premiering called All in the Family. You're going to hear things that you've never heard from any television show on a network before. And I want you to watch. And in the next class, we're going to discuss it. He did cool stuff like that. We listened to War of the Worlds so we could, equate that in the context of his time and the panic it inspired. And another one, too, and I almost did it on the anniversary this year, was Nixon's Checkers speech.
Ah, yeah.
We tend to think that all this stuff is unique to today, but it's not, and there have been a whole vast array of different responses to it, and it's all fun. But, man, it's fun watching Donald Trump. I just absolutely love it. I got to find that live stream you're watching. What's the website?
I was just on Twitter. I just happened to look at Twitter, and it was just flashing, and now I've lost it.
I'll find it somewhere, but I appreciate the heads up on that, my friend.
Yeah.
And as always, time with you goes by way too fast. We're at 3:53. David Blackman, author of DBDailyUpdate.com. You should visit daily, especially in the run-up to the campaign. Especially if you're feeling uncertain or unsure or nervous or scared, read this man. He is he's amazing, and we appreciate his time on our show twice a week.
Well, thank
Saturday
you.
Morning.
Yeah.
Dave, you have a great day, my friend. Oh, by the way, how all about right. them, the Dodgers and the Devil Dogs? What do you think about that?
It's going to be a hell of a series. I think it's just going to be great.
I do, too. I think this is the two number one seeds are playing, the two teams with the best records. And you got to love that Cody Seager and that Corey Bellinger on the Dodgers thing.
Hey, I think the key is that the Rays have all these, you know, stud 22, 23-year-old fastball pitchers with 100-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers have a bunch of hitters who hit fastball. And I think that'll be the difference in the series.
It's going to be fun. I wish they were playing in their home ballparks, though. I really do.
Me, too. Me, too. You know, they're playing 15 miles from where I live, and I can't get any tickets.
Not with all your influence?
Yeah. Yeah, all my influence, right. If I had any influence, I'd be going to the game tonight.
I guess. David, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk Saturday morning, my friend. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. I ain't kidding. I get a conversation with him, and it's already 4 o'clock almost.
I know.
Amazing how that works. Lewis Lawn at 1135 North Eastern Bypass, a great place to get yourself a new mower, blower, pressure washer, because right now they're in a transition. They want to move the 2020 inventory out to make room for the 2021 models. Yes, mowers, in fact, all outdoor maintenance equipment, they release new models late in the year. So they want to move their existing 2020 inventory and get you into something new with a warranty. And guess what? When you have a warranty from something you purchased there, you bring it back there for repair or service. Terrific, folks. If you need something delivered, they can arrange that, or something picked up. If you're ready to get your mower, you know, tuned up before you put it away for the winter, they can do that for you as well. And they carry the new Ego product line, which has been a huge hit. It's battery-operated, but with long-lasting batteries, so you can do a large lawn. You can edge all your sidewalks. You can trim to your heart's content and still have plenty of power left. They've been a big, big seller. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open 7 a. to 5 p., Monday through Friday. Their phone number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn, 356.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Authorities still working the accident at East Chase Parkway and Chantilly Parkway. Overturned vehicle right near the intersection there at the McDonald's. Traffic's backed up on East Chase Parkway and Minnie Brown Road. Use caution there. Maybe avoid the area if you can for the next few minutes. Around the boulevard, we're light to mostly moderate traffic. Congestion at all the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, and it is building a little bit out there this afternoon. Buckle up. Keep it here for more traffic updates. The Toyota Tacomas and RAV4s are at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You've been looking for them, and they have a tremendous selection of 2018, 19, and 20 models. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good-looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And, of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.